Yeah.
And I'm Tessa.
And this week, we're going to be talking about a great topic, in my opinion, and that's clothing and the environment. And you might not think that those two things really go together, but that's why it's one of my favorite things to discuss. And we'll get into that.
So just before we start this off, I wanted to talk about the word sustainability. It's a word I find most commonly associated with environment. I bring up that our show is on sustainability, and people automatically say things like, oh, so you talk about recycling and trees. And yes, we want to focus on these things for sure, but I think it's important to bring in this that sustainability also includes people and our social structure, which includes our livelihoods, our culture, and economic well-being.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the most important things we can do for the environment is critically analyze how we're living our lives. So when I wake up in the morning, I eat breakfast and I head off to school, I've already interacted with the environment in so many different ways. And I've likely made some pretty big choices about what I want my environment and the world around me to look like. And maybe that makes sense to some people and not so much to others. And that's okay, because we're going to unpack those issues in the weeks to come.
Totally. So I suppose it's one of our big goals on the show is just to bring awareness to the idea that sustainability isn't just about solely protecting the environment. It's also about protecting the continued success of humans. So including all of those aspects, social, cultural, and economic, just so we can live happy and fruitful lives. And I believe it's really important to put these things into light as all the environmental issues we talk about are just really closely tied to social structure and practices. So just before we get into this week's topic, we just wanted to play some music for you. So here is Coyote, Old News.
We've made, they misbehave, but still they're pulling through when I'm not surprised. Look at us now. Wow, we're doing so well, doing so well. We broke out of these chains, pushed through the haze, right into ourselves, ourselves. Thank you.
welcome back to Sustain Yourself on CFRU 93.3. So today we're going to talk about clothing and specifically the hidden environmental impacts of clothing.
We wanted to discuss this because clothing tends not to garner as much attention in respect to environmental issues on an individual level as some other things would, such as energy consumption or water consumption. We wear clothing every day, so it's often an element of daily life that gets taken for granted. We just wanted to start by talking about the environmental impacts of clothing and what these are exactly.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on in the news about conventional clothing production over the past year or two. Most notably, you'll probably remember there was the collapse of the factory building in Bangladesh in April 2013, which killed over 1,000 people. This collapse really demonstrates a disregard by the clothing industry for sustaining and protecting human life. And safety and protection of human life is obviously a big part of sustainability, and it's something that needs to be addressed in all industrial practices, and especially so in the garment industry. So these human rights issues are definitely worth further discussion, but today we're really going to focus on the environmental consequences of clothing, which receives less attention by the mainstream media.
So production probably is the farthest removed step of the clothing supply chain to the individual, and yet can be one of the most environmentally detrimental. Cotton production, for example, is one of the most water and pesticide intensive crops. Cotton production accounts for 35% of pesticide sales globally. This is really significant if you consider the number of dominant crops that are grown in the world. These include corn, soybeans, wheat, rice. And in regards to water, cotton production can take over 20,000 liters of water to produce 1 kilogram of cotton. And just to put this into perspective, 1 kilogram of cotton is equivalent to 1 t-shirt and a single pair of jeans. So that's pretty crazy, the amount of water that is required. And much of cotton production is done on irrigated land. And irrigated land causes issues as it can result in salinization and other detrimental environmental effects, just depending on where you're growing your cotton crop. So these are some huge environmental impacts just in the step of growing cotton within the clothing production line. And just to tie this into last week's show, I'm not sure if you guys tuned in, but we were talking about seed patenting, and cotton is one of the first GM seeds that was patented and has created some really big issues in India with their cotton growing industry. So just another sort of social and environmental issue that we touched on, but...
Mm-hmm. And yeah. A great example of what these issues can mean or the impact that they can have globally is the example of the Aral Sea, which crosses the borders between Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. This was once the fourth largest inland body of water in the world, and there are two rivers feeding it that were diverted in the 1960s for cotton monoculture. So as a result of this, because of the large constraint on water that cotton has, it's dropped to the 10th largest inland body of water and has been declared a biologically dead zone by the UN, which has really significant impacts on the surrounding communities who once depended on it. So this is just to put cotton's dependence on water into perspective, and that it can have really tangible consequences and mean a lot for those who depend on it. So let's just take a quick break there, and we'll get back to things after this next song, which is Said the Whale, and it is Plans for the Future.
Daylight is fading like an awkward smile. Some hides behind the West Coast. I'm
stopped. People of nighttime came out of hiding. One of them turned my way. She said, I'd like to tell you some things I wish I'd known. When I was young, like you, it won't take a second, but it could save you years. You pass like seconds out here. I was enthralled with the way that she spoke so softly.
Welcome back to CFRU 93.3. This is Sustain Yourself. So we were just talking about some of the negative effects of conventional cotton production before the break.
So some of you may be thinking, what about synthetics? Are these good alternatives to cotton as a fiber source? And I'm sorry to tell you, but they also have significant downsides for the environment. Man-made fabrics require significant amounts of crude oil and release toxic gases and compounds in their production. So, unfortunately, there's no relief there. There are also issues if we look at how these materials are transformed into clothing. For example, tanneries turn animal hide, which is another source for material, into leather, and this process releases toxic chemicals as well. Another example would be dyeing clothes. So, for example, the blue in your blue jeans requires huge amounts of water, with the common ratio being between 1 to 15 and 1 to 30 liters of dye to water. So this could be greatly reduced if types of dry dyeing were adopted, but this is years away from being used globally, as technology and investment is needed to make the switch from using liquid dyes to dry dyes. So